A key international donor conference for Haiti opens in New York today with a focus on long-term construction. The 12 January earthquake killed 230,000 people, left millions homeless, and the island nation's infrastructure in ruins. The president of Cross International Catholic Outreach, James Kavnar, spoke to us about the reality of rebuilding Haiti.
After this earthquake, it's probably going to be the case that Haiti will be the second or third poorest country in the world. You go into Lakaya, a city of 160,000 where the epicenter was. 80% of all buildings are gone, completely collapsed. There were many people who you might consider it to be in the sort of the Haitian middle class who had a house to live in, who had some kind of a job, who were sending their kids to school. And those people now live in little shacks made of sticks and cardboard and tarps and tin, like the very poorest people in the poorest slums in Haiti used to live in. That's how they live today. And there's not just a few of them. There's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people like that now. So Haiti has just become a much, much poorer country.